had a really hard time with my sermon today, so I don't know how quick it will be. I've titled this Walk in the Light. And scripture's taken from 1 John chapter... Well, that's not good. Is it one? Okay.
Walk in the Light, chapter one.
Okay. I was looking on my notes. I forgot the one.
Oh.
I forgot that it would be on the bulletin. Duh. Yeah, chapter 1, verses 5 through 10. And if you'd care to stand in respect to the reading of the word. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you, God is light, and there is absolutely no darkness in him. If we say we have fellowship with him and yet we walk in darkness, we are lying and are not practicing the truth. If we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Lord, we thank you for your word and we ask that you just guide each and every word that comes out of my mouth, that it will be exactly what you want us to receive this day. We ask it in your name. Amen. You may be seated. So the light is, God is light. World is full of darkness. You know, it's a broken world, a sinful world. The darkness came back in the garden when the serpent got Eve to sin and take of the tree that she wasn't supposed to take. Satan is darkness. There's no light in him. And you can't find darkness in God. So the two of them are on opposite ends of the spectrum. What is walking in the light? Living your life in accordance with God's will and his commandments. Having a real relationship with our Creator. And I have, in my Bible, I have words that they give you meaning, and that of some of the language, which of 1 John would be Greek. And I thought this was kind of neat. It's koinonia, and it means having a fellowship with God and each other, a very close fellowship. It's often carries a sense of communion or fellowship, referring to an association involving close mutual relations. This idea of mutual involvement is seen in extra-biblical usage, where koinonia can refer to marriage of a common spirit. Christians have fellowship with God and one another. This kind of intimate fellowship was displayed among the sharing community of the early church. So it kind of gives you an idea of the meaning of the close fellowship. And having this fellowship with the Lord keeps us walking in the light. Will it keep us from sinning? No. It'll help, but we're not perfect and we're in an imperfect world. So we're going to sin. You know, the only one that never sinned was Jesus, and he's God. So, you know, he's perfect and we're not. But having this relationship with the Lord will keep us on the right path. It will make it, and that so we're able to do the things that we need to do, that God has called us to do, and hopefully, you know, share our faith with others. But just like with King David, and, you know, we talked about him a few weeks ago, it's not that we don't sin, but it's what we do with it. We know how to repent. We know how to ask the Lord to forgive us for it, and that helps us stay walking in the light. But we live in this world that doesn't really believe in God. I mean, even all the churches that we have, a lot of them really are not preaching God's word. It's sad, but I was reading some articles a while back that was talking about it, that there are so many churches in the United States that if you went and sat in the service, you'd be amazed that there's no scripture ever read in it. They read out of a book, or they talk about something. Some of them aren't even mentioning God. So, you know, it's really hard to believe it, but God's just not really in the world a whole lot, you know. I think in some places it's getting better, that there's more Christians standing up and saying, this is what I believe, and talking about why they believe it, what their story is, you know, kind of like Paul giving his sermon about his life, you know, what Jesus did for him, which is what it's all about. I mean, that's how we, when we have our relationship with Jesus, when we're repenting of our sins and we're keeping ourselves as much as we can walking in the light, it gets easier to tell others about our story and what Jesus did for us. You know, he came, he died on the cross for us. We are saved through grace. There's nothing that we can do, none of us in this world, there's nothing that we can do to save ourselves. We should have hung on the cross. That's where it is. And Jesus came and he took our sins, even the ones we haven't done yet, took it upon himself on that cross and died. I look at that and I'm going, what an amazing gift that is. You know, I truly am amazed when I think about what the Lord has done for me. You know, I find myself messing up every day. You know, I say the wrong thing or I do the wrong thing. And every day I'm asking the Lord, help me to control my tongue, because that's my downfall. That's the one where I struggle with it every single day. That it's so easy to get caught up in that with the world of, excuse me, of someone who is, did you hear what they were doing? And they did this and they said that. Oh yeah, you know, and I'm right there, yeah. And I've been really working, I'm getting better. It takes prayer all the time for it to keep myself from sinning in that area. And I know I sin in a lot of places, but that one, my tongue is a bad one. I have not done very good at keeping control of it. And the Lord says that, you know, the tongue is the hardest thing to bridle. We have a tendency toward, at least I do anyway, speak for myself, opening up my mouth and inserting my foot all the way up to my knee, you know. It can get me into a lot of trouble. So I am amazed that I have a God who cares about what I do and what I say. You know, this gift that he gave didn't stop there. You know, it didn't stop when he died on the cross and he rose from the dead. It's still here today. And we can come to him and say, I'm sorry, Lord. Forgive me of whatever I have said and done that is wrong, and help me to start new once again. And when it comes from our heart, humbled before God, that, you know, we know God could just wipe us out just with a blink of an eye. The respect and the fear of God, that we're truly sorry, we're truly repenting. That is how we keep walking in the light, is by staying true to him, reading his word and holding it in our heart, memorizing the scripture, and making it so, you know, we can truly tell him, you know, that we're sorry and truly mean it. It's not a excuse me. It's not a get out of jail free card. You know, we can't say, oh, I accepted Jesus, I can go do whatever I want to do. You know, that's not how it is. And unfortunately, I know a lot of Christians that believe that. You know, I accepted Christ, and so if I want to go to the bar, I can go to the bar. If I want to do this or that, I can do that. You know, it don't matter. But it does. You know, his scriptures tell us how to be as Christians, and how to stay walking in the light. Ephesians chapter 4, starting at verse 20, and I'm going to read from verse 20 to 32. It says, but that is not how you came to know Christ. Assuming you heard about him and were taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, to take off your former way of life, the old self that is corrupted by deceitful desires, to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, the one created according to God's likeness, in righteousness and purity of the truth. Therefore, putting away lying, speaking the truth, each one to his neighbor, because we are members of one another. Be angry, do not sin. Don't let the sun go down on your anger, and don't give the devil an opportunity. Let the thief no longer steal. Instead, he is to do honest work with his own hand, so that he has something to share with anyone in need. No foul languages should come from your mouth, but only what is good for building up someone in need, so that it gives grace to those who hear. And don't grieve God's Holy Spirit. You were sealed by him for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, anger, and wrath, shouting, and slander be removed from you, along with all malice. And be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another, just as God also forgave you in Christ. So, we're taught the truth through Jesus Christ to take off the old way of life. When we accept Jesus, we become a new creation. The old is gone, and it should be gone. Every once in a while, it'll creep back in, you know, and we have to, that's where we come before the Lord in honest repentance and say, you know, I'm sorry. He knows we're not perfect. He knows that we're going to fall, just like a child who learns to walk. You know, they fall down a lot. As new Christians, we're going to fall down a lot. Hopefully, as we get mature in our relationship with Christ, it will get easier and we won't fall as much. But this is all part of living and walking in the light. Being truthful, not to lie. And there again, a lot of this comes back to the mouth, you know, the tongue, bridling it. Be angry, but don't sin, you know. I've never been real sure of what the anger part is in not sinning, other than controlling what you say, as well as what you do. You can be angry, but don't act on it, I guess would be a good way of putting it. You can get angry, but don't act on it. Don't take it out on anybody. I'm just going to let them have it, you know, that type of thing. Don't steal, but do an honest day's work, you know. I wish more of the world knew that one, you know. It never pays to steal. It eventually catches up with you. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. I don't know exactly how to describe that, but there are things that we do that I think kind of saddens the Holy Spirit. And right now I can't think of what it was. I forgot to write it down of it, on the meaning of it. Be kind and compassionate, forgiving each other as Christ forgave us. And that is very important. If we are kind to others, we show Christ's love, we need to be able to forgive. Christ forgave us. And it's not always an easy thing to do, but for our relationship to stay where it needs to be with Christ, to walk in that light so others can see the light of Christ, we need to be able to forgive our friends, our enemies, you know, everybody. Try to have God wants to have a relationship with us. He longs for it. He started it from the beginning of the Bible. He wanted that relationship. He wanted it with Adam and Eve. And he was, I'm, from what I've been able to read, God was very saddened when Adam and Eve disobeyed and that relationship was broke. And because of that, there was curse that was put on, you know, and the serpent got cursed. Eve got cursed, so, you know, we have a rough time having kids and all that. Adam got cursed, the ground and that was bad. And we were destined to die because of the sin. It states in Genesis that God told Adam that because of this sin and this curse, you are dust and you are going to go back to dust. Up to that point, before that curse, there was no death. All there was life. But because they disobeyed, we now die. And I had always heard, you know, it was talked about it as being a death, physical death. But I think it goes into the spiritual as well, because that relationship with God was broke. So there was a death there. But because of Christ and what he did for us, we now can have that relationship once again. And it is restored, it's not broken, and we have eternal life. Our old self dies, the new self is born, and as we have this relationship with Jesus and we walk in the light, our whole nature changes. And it becomes easier to talk to people. It becomes easier for people to see when they look at you and they go, man, there's something really different about you. I can't figure out what it is. What's different about you? Can you tell me? I've had people ask me that over the years. You know, there's something really different about you compared to other, quote, Christians that I know. And you have an opportunity to tell them of what Jesus did for you and what he's done for them if they want to accept him. And so that walking in the light, all it is building your relationship with Jesus. And since God is the light, then we walk in his light, and the light of Christ shines through us so that wherever you go, there's no darkness. You can stand in the middle of this dark world and light it up with the light of Christ. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your words. We thank you for your word that you speak to us each day as we read. Help us to have a hunger, Lord, for your word and be able to dive into the Bible and to learn more about you and more about walking in your light. We just thank you, Lord, for all of it. Just help us to walk in your light. In Jesus' name, amen.